a man for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. Captain Lee from Michigan. Reference to, with your permission, reference to the movie America.
Yes.
You were supposed to announce an address last night and you didn't.
Yeah, I still haven't found it. It's in a stack of papers right here that has about 1,000 pages to it, and I've gone through it twice, and it must be stuck to another page. But as soon as I find it, I will. If you have another source, go ahead and give it.
Yes, sir. I tried to fax your wage, but I couldn't get through. The line kept switching to a different number.
My computer has been down for the last 4 days. That's why you haven't seen me posting to the list. That's why you haven't been able to send me a fax, and I'm trying as hard as I can to get it fixed.
Okay, Mr. Cooper. All right. I'll start out with the address. Critics Choice. CRITICS. Critics Choice. 800 West Thorndale. THORNDALE, Thorndale Avenue, ITASCA, Itasca, Illinois, 60143. Phone number, 800-544-9852. I say again, 1-800-544-9852. Stock number, Lima Delta, LD, ST, M001327. Now I'll run that again. LDSTM001327. America. AMERIKA. Cost $552.77 plus $550 shipping. What's it, Mr. Cooper? For security eyes.
Yeah, it'll sure do that. Boy, for a few minutes there, you took me back. I thought I was on a boat in the middle of a river listening to a crypto coming in on my radio. You served in the military, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you have not lost your radio technique, nor your phonic alphabet ability.
I spent a few years in the Army Infantry. This is Captain Lee from Michigan, and I am a ham radio operator, so I keep packets on it. Thank you, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you for calling.
Good night.
520-333-4578. If you have questions about the trust, call. If you call about any other subject, I'm going to hang up the phone. So, I just want questions concerning what you heard last night. Nothing else. I will not entertain any other subject. Good evening. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Can you tell me, please, what your zip code is there? I tried to copy it the other night and got a mistake, I think.
Copy it what other night? Do you have a question about the trust?
I can't.
Good night. You know, I just don't understand, folks. The man's sitting right there listening to his radio. They're going to have such fun with a lot of us, I got to tell you. 520-333-4578. If you have questions about the subject that we discussed on the air last night, now is your chance to call in. And ask your questions, and I'll go over it with you. In the meantime, let me give you the address and the phone number again. It's the Swan Foundation. And Bob Swan isn't a stranger that just waltzed in off the street. He's probably my oldest and best friend. And not too long ago, a few years ago, I took a trip to Hawaii. He didn't know what was going on. He just knew something was wrong. And I had a long talk with old Bob, and I told him he had to get active and do something. And took him a while, but he did. And this is it. This is his offering, his way to help get you out of your helplessness and on track. So, it's the Swan Foundation, Post Office, Box 3713. 12. That's P.O. Box 371312. San Diego, California 92137. Once again, the Swan Foundation. P.O. Box 371312. San Diego, California 92137. 9217. The telephone number, should you wish to call, is 619-296-5842. That's 619-296-5842. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about this $10,000 to get into this. Who gets the $10,000?
What difference does it make?
Well, it makes a lot of difference.
Why?
Well, is it some lawyer, or does it go to this fellow squad, or is it for information on how to set it up, or...
It goes for your trust, and it goes for a whole bunch of education on how to run the trust and help with the trust. But the main thing that it goes to is the absolute solid foundation in the documentation of the trust and in the law so that you don't get in trouble at some later date. It doesn't make any difference where it goes to, my friend. What makes a difference is this real? Does it protect you? Or is this just another scam job that comes down the pipe?
Well, what I was wanting to know is the $10,000 go into the trust, or does it go for court costs?
No, this is the cost of setting up the trust. And it's not one trust. It's actually seven trusts. And all the legal documentation and everything that goes with it.
Okay, well, thank you. That's what I needed to know. Just you know, where it goes for. Okay,
yeah, you're welcome. I wanted to, and I wasn't paying. I just wanted to know if I was going to waste my time. If you were one of those people that thought that that it was that $10,000 was too much money to pay, because if it was, then we'd all be wasting our time. 520-333-4578. And again, folks, this isn't my thing. Okay, you're not going to get this from me at all. It's a method that we know can help you. It requires $950 up front, and they're going to check to make sure that you're not undergoing any kind of criminal investigation or are in under indictment or anything like that. You got to be clean to get into this, and once you're in it, you're clean for life. You're set, is what I'm trying to tell you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
I caught you at 950 up front. Here's the skinny. I've been out of work for a long time. I'm looking at going back into corporate business as an employee. And how can this trust help me as an employee for a corporation?
You don't have to have a business for it to help you. In other words, your work with that corporation is your business. That's where you generate your money from. And that money would go into your business trust.
How do you stop them from...
Stop who from what?
The corporation from yanking taxes out to begin with. And how do you present it to them so that it's not a problem, and, you know, so that it doesn't scare them away? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you'll learn all of that when you go through the training. And if you get through the training and this isn't for you, then you don't do the rest of it. You know, that's the way it goes. You go to 2 days of solid indoctrination and training, and then there's more after that. There's a lot more after that. But that's the introduction, and that's where you learn the answers to some of these questions. Yeah. What you do is you don't go to work for the corporation. The trust supplies, in other words, the trust acts as a manpower source for the corporation, and you're the manpower.
I was thinking along those same lines. And it's $950 for the 2-day seminar?
That's correct. Now, you don't get that back. If you decide not to go for it, you don't get that back.
Understood. Okay, and you're going to give us the information, or we just contact
Mr. You contact Mr. Swan. I'm just here to answer any questions you may have that I can answer. I can't answer all of them.
Okay.
But I can answer what I know. And I'll be happy to do that. But the rest you get from the people who are actually making this available. And there's reasons that I can't even tell you who they are until you get there. Then you'll know who they are, and you will be absolutely amazed.
It would just be a real bummer for me to lose my job because the company freaked out and thought that I was trying to pull some...
Oh, no. This is absolutely 100% legal. You can show them in the IRS documentation themselves where a complex trust is an absolutely legal under the law and under the Internal Revenue Code and everything else.
Cool.
I mean, they can argue with Rockefeller if they want to.
I know people that are involved in this, and it's working. So.
Yes, absolutely. Does it work?
Yeah, and I just needed to know if it could work for me in this particular scenario.
Yes, it can work for anybody, but you have to listen and you have to learn and you have to manage it responsibly.
Clearly. Okay. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. If you have a question, call in. Let's get it out in the open. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. Good evening.
Hello.
You know, I was listening to your metals report earlier, and I just wanted to introduce
you. Do you have a question about the trust?
Oh, is that what you're having about?
I just can't believe it, folks. Don't call unless you have a question about last night's broadcast. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Scott Brown. I had a question on the trust.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering about the quality of the documentation. Is it prepared by lawyers, been tested in a court of law?
Now, let me say this one more time. This is the exact same trust, the exact same documentations formed under the exact same laws as the Rockefellers, the Fords, the Carnegies, the Mellons.
Okay, I understand, but...
It has been tried and true and tested. It is bulletproof.
Okay. But, for example, in a living trust...
No, this is not a living
trust. I know it has nothing to do with a living trust, but I'm using this as an example.
Uh-huh.
Any number of different people who prepare it, there are lots of different ways of making it up and of preparing these trusts, and they don't necessarily say exactly the same thing. It's not a, you compare one living trust to another, and they don't necessarily read, line by line, say the same thing. And I'm wondering about this trust, $10,000, it is a lot of money, but if it does what you say, it's definitely worth doing it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let me sort of clear that up for you. The legal documentation that formed the trust is all the same for everybody. It has to be. It's the only way it can be done. How you set the trust up and what you designate as the purpose of the different seven different trusts, the purpose of the foundation, for instance, the purpose of the business trust, what business, who the beneficiaries are, all of these types of things, the trustees, the contracts that you make with the trustees, and the disbursement schedule for beneficiaries and so on and so forth, or to the other trusts, are different based upon how you want to run your particular trust.
Okay, but
and you determine that yourself.
Okay.
After having been taught some things.
Okay. But the framework of the trust is, what I gather from what you're saying, is standardized, and that doesn't... It's all set forth in an IRS code, and it's standardized, and there's...
Yes, it has to be. And that's why it's bulletproof, and that's why these other ones fail and people still get in trouble.
Okay, but you're saying it's the implementation of it, how we implement it, that's where the variability comes in, and that's why we need the training. And it costs so much money because there's a lot of documentation, apparently, that goes along with it.
There's a ton of documentation. When you get through, you're going to have a notebook full of documentation about... probably about 5 inches thick.
Okay. Now, I tried calling the number for Bob Swan that you gave out, and it's I guess it's his home number. It's just an answering machine saying that,
he'll get right back to you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome. He was here last night. That's why you haven't got any calls. He's on the road right now.
Okay. Yeah. Heard you last night. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. Yeah, he was right here, and what all the confusion and everything was about is we were going to do a live show. But Bob, when he gets in front of a microphone, gets extremely nervous. And so about 2 hours before we were supposed to do the broadcast, Bob didn't want to do a live show, so we had to hurry up and do a tape show. And we finished the tape just literally moments before we went on the air. And so I was scrambling here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Bill. Does this trust require a lawyer to set it up, or is it simple enough for us?
I guarantee you, your lawyer won't even know the slightest thing about this trust. That's why nobody has them, except the very wealthy people, who, by the way, were the ones who invented these trusts and got their legal minds to put the money in the right places and get the laws passed to protect them. and they've been very careful all of the, for centuries not to allow the common man to understand how this works.
Okay, that's great. I suspected that, but I wanted to make sure about it. And you'll learn all of it, and it'll all come in the packet as well to set it up yourself.
Well, you won't set it up yourself. You'll set it up with a lot of help. You can't. This is not like all that other stuff running around out there. This, you have to do it absolutely right. And if you do it right, your worries are gone, my friend.
Does he help you? Is that part of the?
No. There's a whole team that helps you.
Oh, okay.
And I can't tell you who they are, because once you find out who they are, you'll understand that you're in good hands.
Yeah, I don't care who they are. I was just wondering if.
Well, you will.
If a lawyer or how it happens, and so
yeah.
They have a team and they walk you through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you should care who it is and who helps you. I just can't tell you over the air. You'll learn there, and if you don't like it, you can get up and walk out. But I'll tell you, you'll be in the good hands. You'll be in good hands with the Rockefellers. Let me put it that way.
Okay, Bill. Thanks much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
I had a question on the trust, and that was, is this a Swan person? Does he become a trustee, or does his organization become a trustee?
No.
No.
No. Initially, the organization that puts the trust together with you becomes the trustee. Okay?
Mm-hmm. What
then the trustees, then they, in turn, turn around and say, well, we don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to contract for you to be the trustee of this trust.
So I become a contract employee.
No, you become the trustee.
With this corporation.
No.
I'm the trustee of my own trust then.
Right.
Okay.
But you cannot and will not be a beneficiary.
Right.
You cannot lay hands on the money. What you do is you're reimbursed for being a trustee as a trustee.
Right.
And
separation of interest.
It has to be.
Yeah.
All these other things with people running around getting trusts, and they're the beneficiary, and they're the trustee, and they're taking money out of the trust and using it. That's going to jail time, my friend.
And the way they get around the perpetuities is what it is, because they set it up all as organizations and corporations and trusts?
No, it is perpetual. Okay. Once this is set up, it is perpetuity.
Yeah, the rule against perpetuity was, life and being for 21 years. I'm not a lawyer, but anyway, that's what I understand, that you, when you create trust, you can't...
No, this is an irrevocable trust.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's set into being, it's there forever.
Go on for generations.
It goes on forever and must be managed correctly. And if the whole family dies out, somebody else becomes a beneficiary and the trust just keeps right on trucking.
Right. Now... What would so if you've got a little nest egg, then which would be the trust that you would first put your little nest egg in? Would that be the bank trust? That would be the charitable trust?
No. So you're getting a wrong idea of this. You set up these seven trusts all at once. One becomes the primary trust, which is the income generator, the business trust.
Mm-hmm.
Everything flows from there out. And then, in some cases, back into there, and ultimately winds up in the charitable trust or the foundation.
The foundation trust. And what about your little nest egg? Let's say you got a little nest egg now. You would, have to flow it through the business trust to get it into the nest egg?
The only way you can protect your nest egg is to put it in the trust.
Right. Which one?
You leave it. Listen to me.
There's seven of them, you just said.
Everything starts with the business trust as the money generator.
So it has to go through there.
It has to go through there.
Yeah.
From there, it can be dispersed wherever you want it to be dispersed, as long as it's done responsibly and properly under the law.
Mm-hmm. Now, does this, Mr. Swan, does he give seminars? I'm on the East Coast. Does he give seminars all around, or do you have to fly to the West Coast, or I guess you got to contact him?
Well, you contact him, and there are several different seminars will be going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's at particular places.
Right.
And you have to arrange to get to one of those.
Right.
And be able to spend at least four complete days there.
Mm-hmm.
unless you're just going to attend the first 2 days and decide you don't want it, then you can go home.
All right. I think it's a great service you're putting this out.
Well, I certainly hope so. We're taking a great risk by doing it. Bob's taking a great risk. I'm taking a great risk. They don't want this known by anybody. That's why we got knocked off the satellite last night.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's great.
You didn't hear us get knocked off and have to get back on?
Oh, yes, and you had to rewind the tape a minute there.
Yeah, that never happens unless I'm talking about something extremely important.
I love it. Thanks for the good work.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Talking about this living trust, Bill.
No, we're not talking about a living trust.
Well, this,
and we're not going to talk about a living trust unless it leads you to a question about the trust we discussed last night.
Right, okay. We're talking about this trust. By the way, we get you on radio station KDNO here
great.
In Tully. And you're so rude, we're going to pull the plug on you at the end of this month.
Oh, good. I hope so.
No, we are, Bill.
I hope you do.
We're tired of you hanging up on people and we're talking.
Good night, dummy. There's another idiot. You're not going to pull the plug on anybody. If anybody does, it will be KDNO, my friend. And if KDNO's going to pull the plug, they'll call me, not you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Yeah.
I understand. This is Brian from Maine. I understand.
Oh, Brian, before you get started, I want to tell that guy. The reason I'm rude is because you're stupid, apathetic, ignorant, and you're the problems of this country. Now you can go ahead, my friend.
By the way, thank you for hanging up on him. That was the only way I could get in.
You're welcome. Always hang up on the stupid jerks.
I understand that everything has to flow through the business trust. Is there any advantage to keeping certain assets hidden, buried in the ground, so to speak?
That's something you have to decide.
Okay.
I don't tell people what to do with their money.
Okay.
Never have and never will.
By the way, thank you very much for putting that on the air last night. I've been looking for something like this for a great many years.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too. And by the way, folks, don't bother calling me with crap like that other guy did, because I don't care what you think. I don't care if you have me on the air or not. I'm talking to those who want to listen, the people who are awake. If you're not awake, I'm not even talking to you. Don't even care about you. You're the flotsam and jetsam. You're the pieces of junk that floats in and out on the tide. And until you wise up and become a real people and get smart and wake up and try to help us take this country back, or at least decide the outcome more in our favor than it's going to be without awakened people, then I don't care anything about you, period. Nothing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I was doing some verification research on the trust and found a lot of information in Title 26 on Section 661.
Uh-huh.
And it continues there for a few sections if anyone was interested in looking it up. I was wondering, do you know any other sources that would give general background on trusts themselves that I might be able to find some more on it? It seems you need to understand trust pretty well before you can understand the tax code on it.
Yeah, I do, but I don't have all of that documentation in front of me. You will get that if you go to the seminar. Let me see. I've got some stuff here. Let me see what I've got. Let me just take a look through here and see what in the world I've got. There's a whole bunch of stuff here.
Want me to get off the line and just listen for you on the air?
Let me see. Where am I? Oh, here we go. Here's a copy of the 1994 Department of the Treasury Internal Revenue Service instructions for Form 1041 and Schedules A, B, D, G, H, J, and K, 1. And listed on the page 7. Is simple trust. A trust may qualify as a simple trust if, one, the trust instrument requires that all income must be distributed currently. Two, the trust instrument does not provide that any amounts are to be paid permanently, set aside, or used for charitable purposes. And three, the trust does not distribute amounts allocated to the corpus of the trust. And then right after that, there's complex trust. A complex trust is any trust that does not qualify as a simple trust as explained above. And then it has the grantor type trust, which this complex trust is a grantor creator type trust. A grantor type trust is a legal trust under applicable state law that is not recognized as a separate taxable entity for income tax purposes because the grantor or other substantial owners have not relinquished complete dominion and control over the trust. And it goes on and on and on. I could read you all of this stuff, but you can get the forms and read it for yourself.
Great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. When the Rockefeller Center was sold to Japanese investors, folks, there was no transfer. There was no sale in a real sense, no tax. The Japanese took over the seating arrangements on the board of trustees of the trust for the Rockefeller Center, an arrangement that was silently vacated by the previous owners. So why can't you do the same thing? Good evening. You're on the air.
I have a question about the trust.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of talk this year about doing away with the IRS. Suppose we just had a sales tax and I was locked into this trust, how would I get out of it?
Why would you want to get out of it?
If there's no IRS and there's no tax other than sales tax.
The only reason you want the trust is to get out of paying taxes. You shouldn't get the trust because that's all the wrong reasons.
Well,
this isn't a tax scam. This is a way to protect and preserve your assets. And as a matter of happenstance, because some very wealthy people who have a lot of control in the government set it up, it can also reduce or even eliminate your tax burden altogether.
Well, then,
but if that's why you're doing it, it's the wrong reason.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, we're not doing this for people who just want to some way get out of paying taxes. We want to do this for people who want to help take this country back, because instead of the money just disappearing into a black hole and taking so much of it, the money actually goes back into the community, back into helping make this country great. That's what it really does, folks. And that's what this trust is all about. You see, if you can keep all the money that you earn, what are you going to do with it? You're going to create new business. You're going to build new homes. You're going to do all the things that people do when they have money. And when you do that, you create jobs and you create more opportunities for other people. And when it floats down eventually to the charitable trust, 5% of everything that goes in there that year has to go into some form of help in the community. Now, I hope everybody understands that. This is a method, not of dodging your taxes, but of helping bring back the best part of being in America. Opportunity, freedom, liberty, set you free from enslavement, all of those good things. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Bill. This is Dave from Modesto.
Hi, Dave.
I believe it was mentioned last night that the husband and wife could be the trustees of the trust. We have a local seller of trusts here in this area that was saying that at least 50% of the trustees had to be non-related. And I'm kind of confused here.
It depends upon what kind of trust you're talking about. The reason you're confused is you're talking about a trust that I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's talking about a complex trust, a non-grantor.
Okay, it's non-grantor. This is a grantor creator. I just read it to you.
I see.
Didn't I just read it to you?
Well, I believe you did.
A grantor type trust is a legal trust under applicable state law that is not recognized as a separate taxable entity for income tax purposes because the grantor or other substantial owners have not relinquished complete dominion and control over the trust.
Well, his trust was a non-grantor.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's all kinds of different trusts. His trust is different than what we're talking about.
Okay, yours is a grantor.
Grantor, creator, complex trust.
Complex.
Yeah. So if his is a non-grantor, non-creator, it doesn't, his rules doesn't apply to this.
I see.
I just read that. What I read from is the Internal Revenue Form for 1944 instructions for Form 1041 and Schedules A, B, D, G, H, J, and K-1, which covers U.S. income tax return for estates and trusts.
Okay. Well, I guess that answers my question.
I hope so.
Thank you kindly.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill.
Uh-huh.
How is this affected? Are you required to have Social Security numbers next? I know you and a lot of other people don't.
No, you have a trust number.
Okay, I just wasn't sure with beneficiaries.
I don't have a Social Security number.
Right, yeah, I knew that, and that's why I was curious. I didn't know what they were doing for beneficiaries and if they're trying to require it. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Now, if you actually have a Social Security number and you have not rescinded it, you got to put it down because you're dealing with the IRS. I don't have one. I don't have to put it down. And the Constitution guarantees my right to contract. Nobody can stop me. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
This is Rick from New York.
Hi, Rick.
I was wondering about your complex trust. Could someone set that up if they were living totally on pension, retirement income, and or Social Security, or do you have to be actively employed?
I don't have the answer to that. You're the first one that's asked that question of me. You would have to go to the seminar and ask them there. Or call Bob Swan and talk to him.
Okay, is that SWAN or SWAN?
SWAN.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill.
You're welcome.
And God bless you.
You too.
Bye.
520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
Not at the last caller.
Okay. Probably the guy from Delano.
Yeah, he's real funny.
Yeah. I got a couple quick ones. Since you're staying in the system, I guess the banking wouldn't be a problem like most of these trusts are making it out there.
Absolutely not. The bank accounts are all in the trust name. The only number is the trust number. There are no Social Security numbers involved.
Okay.
Also, the records of a trust, even bank accounts, are protected from subpoena. Did you know that?
I do know.
If it's this type of trust.
Okay. How would an accounting employee fit into this?
Same way as any other employee.
Okay, so it would be through the business. You would contract as labor.
Right.
Okay. And how would the trust work for like three partners? And we got three partners working together. Would that be $10,000 for all three of us, or would it be $10 apiece, or how would that?
Well, I got to tell you that if you get into a trust with three partners that you don't love,
family members, so.
And 10 years later, one of them decides he's going to screw you or something.
Yeah.
Do you really want to be in a trust with everything you own in that trust with somebody that might turn against you or something? I'm not saying that they would. Maybe they wouldn't, but I think you ought to think about it real hard. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only place that you could logically really do it would be in the business trust. Because you can't all three, if you're not related, be in the family trust. Are you related?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then it's a family.
Well, yeah.
So what are you talking about?
Well, one's an uncle, and the other's a parent.
Yeah, that's a family. You could, no problem.
We work, no problem. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Just remember that you don't want to make each other mad because you're stuck together forever.
Okay. What about legal support for the changes in the laws, I'm sure as the pinheads in Washington catch on that all these other people have caught on, they're going to start changing laws.
Well, let me tell you something. All the senators, the governors, the big people in Washington all have this trust.
Uh-huh.
My governor has this trust. Let me read this out of the Arizona Republic by Martin Vanderwerf, the Arizona Republic. The tricks to trusts and how to use them, governor and wife, are shielded by one type, another is available. Last week, some Arizonans were scratching their heads over the way Governor Fife Symington had apparently dodged another financial bullet. How, they wondered, could he and his wife suggest that they probably would not have to pay $8.8 million for a loan they had personally guaranteed? And some people must have been wondering something else. How can I do that? For most Arizonans, the answer is that you can't, at least not the way the Symingtons did, through irrevocable family trusts established by previous generations.
Yeah.
Are you listening, folks?
Yeah. A couple more.
All you guys out there in the San Joaquin Valley listening to KDNO, help that guy get me off the air so you won't learn all these things. I'm not a radio person. I really don't care. I don't get paid for doing this. Help him get me off the air so you won't learn all these things. I don't want you to know about it. Go ahead.
Could you go into a little more depth on the Social Security thing? I've been contemplating revoking mine because I'm only 30.
That's not what this broadcast is about, my friend.
Okay. Well, you touched on it. I was wondering if you could elaborate a little more. But
nope.
It's not. Okay. I just wanted to say, too, that we're trying to get up to speed with you, us, you know, hicks in the sticks out here. But
people that are trying to get up to speed, people are using their intelligence, people that know they have a brain and God gave it to them for something other than to occupy the space between their ears. I love you.
Yeah.
Always will. The other people, I don't care about. They are the problems.
Yeah.
I, for the most part of my life, was one of them. I was a problem to this country. It wasn't until I understood how stupid, ignorant, apathetic, and just absolutely insane I was and was able to stand in front of a mirror and say, Bill, you are stupid and it's got to change now.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I did that I started to become a real person. And you, I can tell, are doing the same thing, and that's good.
And by the way, I'm listening to you on KDNO.
Good for you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. 520-333-4578. I tell you, if all you people were to knock me off the air, it'd be the greatest favor you ever did for me. I could get back to my family in the evenings. I wouldn't have to stay up until after midnight every night. I could be a normal person again. I could figure out something to do that I got paid for instead of railed at and cussed at and all the other crap that I get from a lot of you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Lex in Fort Worth, Texas.
Hi, Lex.
It's a pleasure to listen and learn. One question about trust.
You
mentioned that initially it is the people that will be doing the training and assisting getting you off the ground who will have the trust and then transfer it to you.
No, they won't have the trust. You'll have the trust, but they have to start out as trustee.
Trustee, right.
And then it's in this process. You do the actual legal paperwork with them that puts it in your hands as the trustee.
Oh.
But remember, the trustee can never be a beneficiary.
Right. The question I had for those of us who are very skeptical and very suspicious, are there any conditions under which the trustee status could be revoked?
By golly, I don't know. You need to talk to Bob about that.
I sure appreciate the information also.
That's a good question, and it's a question that you should ask.
It is a good question. It just occurred to me as you were talking earlier about the conditions under which the status of the trustee.
I think there absolutely is at least one condition,
uh-huh.
Is that you were mismanaging the trust or using trust funds in a criminal, unlawful, or illegal manner. Or we're just totally irresponsible, in which case the beneficiaries and the people involved would be justified in getting rid of you.
Yeah, I think that applies to just about any kind of trust, not just this one. Can I mention something for the benefit of other listeners who have tried to call in and kind of gotten surprised, as I was the very first time I talked with you? You only have one phone line, correct?
Yes.
No call screen or nothing. So
no,
we hear your voice on the phone. We are talking to you on the air.
Yeah, I've never had a call screener and never will. That's the only reason you hear these idiots.
I think a lot of folks don't understand that.
Oh, no, they don't understand it. See, they think, well, this guy must be a jerk because he gets all these idiots calling. Well, Rush Limbaugh gets the same idiots, and so does Larry King, and so does Chuck Carter and everybody else. So does Tom Valentine. The difference is I do not screen my calls.
Yeah,
I don't know who's on that line until I hit that button and you're on the air when I do it.
Yeah, I also noticed that they never get kicked off the satellite either.
No, they don't. Well, we won't get into that, will we?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Bill. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Good night. 520-333-4578. Hi, Chihuahua. Sometimes it's pretty funny doing this. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. Cool.
Good.
Sam in Maryland.
Hi, Sam.
Is Bob going to by any chance be doing any seminars or making any seminar tapes available for this program?
It's not actually Bob that does the seminars. He'll be there, but and he'll help with the seminars, but it's the... I don't know how I can... I can't tell you who does this. These are the people. I can tell you this. These are the some of the people who handle the biggest trusts in the world.
Well, it gives me an idea who it is. Any chance they're going to be doing seminars on the East Coast or otherwise making maybe coursework available or something like that?
Well, they won't make coursework available simply because you can't put this stuff into somebody's hands without guidance.
Right.
It's like these people who send for a book on how to untax yourself.
I'm thinking.
And they try to do it themselves and use the forms in the back and all that stuff. They end up in jail because they haven't done the real research and,
right.
and they don't know what they're doing.
Well, that's like with the piece you had in Veritas a few issues back about how the system works. You really got to know what you're doing to play that game.
Absolutely. If you're going to play the game with these people, you better know what you're doing.
And one slip and you're busted.
That's right.
Okay.
But here, you're being helped and taught.
That's right.
By those same people.
And this would be a much better way to go for those of us who are awake but have uncooperative family members to deal with.
Sure, and it doesn't get you out of the system. There's no danger involved with this.
But it doesn't bust up your marriage either.
No, it doesn't.
Great. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for all of you that called in with good questions that needed to be asked, and I want to thank you for letting me answer them. And I hope the guy in Delano grows something between his ears besides the moss that's just overflowing in there. I'm going to take one more call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill.
Got to make it quick. We're out of time.
Yeah.
And I mean out of time. So make it real quick.
Delivery on my mother's estate. Would this be a good time to roll it over into that trust?
Like I said before, I don't give people advice on what to do with their assets or their money. I tell you what I what's good, and you have to make your own decisions. And the reason I do that is I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me.
I have a Social Security number. Can I feed that trust by outside income?
Sure. And it doesn't matter whether you have a Social Security number or not. This isn't all the crap you hear at Patriot meetings.
I have a CPA. Does he have to be involved with this?
Not at all. He probably would just screw it up.
Well, we're talking over six figures.
It doesn't matter. Your CPA doesn't know how to do this. If he did, he would have already put you in it. You understand what I'm saying?
Up till now, I need somebody to monitor myself, you see.
I got to go. We're out of time. Good night, and God bless you all, folks. Thank you.
13, 40 inches. You're like a boat without a mast. Struggling with the tide of destiny between the future and the past. I am a lighter. To me.